It's 8:49, time for the Ship Report.
The Ship Report is sponsored in part by Seaside Attorneys, formerly Moberg and Rust, attorneys dedicated to providing expertise with estate planning, probate and trust administration, real estate, business and family law, and meeting your legal needs in the greater Clatsop County area. Info at 503-738-6380 or seasideattorneys.com.
It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. In our marine weather forecast, we have west winds 10 to 15 knots becoming southwest, 5 to 10 knots in the afternoon, wind waves from the southwest 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, west swells 7 feet at 11 seconds, chance of rain in the morning, and patchy fog in the afternoon. On our ship schedule today, we have 3 inbounders, 9 in our Astoria anchorages, and 7 outbounders, so 19 ships altogether if you include all the ones in the anchorage today. In the mix today, we have 17 bulk carriers, 1 car carrier, and 1 container ship, and that's pretty typical. We always have more bulk carriers than any other kind of ship on the river. Well, today I thought we'd talk a little bit more about the global supply chain. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that I've talked with you about companies chartering their own container ships to try to get around the supply chain backup. So I'm sure you've heard about all the container ships that are just stuck everywhere waiting in ports all around the world, including here on the West Coast. Portland is not in that situation, but all the other major ports along the West Coast have container ships just waiting all over the place. So that's been happening during the pandemic, and it doesn't seem to be getting much better, even as things may be easing around the world. So I've talked to you about how some of the big box retailers, especially, and Amazon, have chartered their own container ships to handle just their inventory. Well, now at least one company has taken that idea one step further. Furniture maker and retailer LockTech is in the process of building its own container ship. LockTech is a company that makes ergonomic office furniture, things like desks you can convert from sitting to standing, and computer monitor stands, things like that for offices. But now the company is not just chartering a ship, it's buying its own ship. It's having a ship built, which is even more of a kind of a serious commitment. They're paying Wanghai Shipbuilding $32.6 million to build a new container ship. That shipbuilding company is based in China, and that's where a lot of container ships are built these days. A lot of ships are built that way, built in that country. And another big country for shipbuilding is also South Korea. So they're having a brand new container ship built for them in China. LockTech revealed the purchase in a regulatory filing with the Shenzhen Stock Exchange in China. The ship will be able to carry 1,820 foot containers and is expected to be delivered by March 31st of 2023. So a little over a year. That's pretty fast turnaround time to build a ship, usually a couple of years to build. So building them in 1 year, that's pretty good in terms of turnaround time. So that's not a very big container ship. Container ship capacity is expressed in TEUs, which means 20-foot equivalent units. Most containers are actually 40 feet long, and some are 53 feet. So actually, probably it would carry less than 1,000 40-foot containers on board. So containers, of course, are those things that we see them everywhere, but they're primarily seen on semi-trucks and on trains, and that's how we move all of our stuff from one place to another. LockTech said that it made the purchase, quote, in order to enhance the company's competitiveness and accelerate the company's overseas business development, close quote. That's according to the filing. The company said its online sales have surged, but shipping delays have made it more difficult to deliver its goods efficiently. By owning its own vessel, the company hopes to avoid high freight rates and improve its delivery windows. The company didn't specify whether it would operate the ship or pay a major shipping company to run the ship and transport LOGTECH products. So perhaps they're hoping that the smaller ship will be perhaps able to go to some places that the larger ones can't, or at least maybe if it's only going to carry their cargo, they don't necessarily need a massive, gigantic container ship. So the company did not specify whether it would operate the ship itself, the company would operate it, or it would pay a major shipping company to run the ship and transport LOGTECH products. Usually it's the case that the people that own ships, these cargo ships, are not the people who are operating it. They have companies that run the ships. They have companies that hire the staff for ships. And so there's kind of a many-tiered layer of ownership and who's running it and chartering and all these things. So there's a lot of people and companies, can be a lot of companies involved in any one ship. So last year, as I said earlier, several major retailers began chartering cargo ships. Companies like Coca-Cola, Target, and Costco were chartering bulk freighters, usually reserved for handling raw materials like coal and grain. So in addition to container ships, they were also chartering these bulk carriers and putting containers on them, or even putting goods in big bags and shipping them that way to avoid the container ports, because containers can only go to certain places that have container cranes. They also have to be in a port that has the proper equipment from U.S. Customs to scan containers, and not every port has that. So that's one reason why here in on the Columbia, why container ships only go to Portland, because they have the container cranes, and they also have the special equipment to scan the containers. And so a bulk carrier with general cargo on board that doesn't have its cargo in containers has a lot more flexibility as far as where it can go and unload. And we've seen those chartered bulk carriers, some of them carrying containers, some of them carrying these big things called super sacks, coming into the Columbia River to unload their cargo. In August, Walmart announced it was chartering small vessels to avoid backlogs in Southern California. Home Depot did that as well. Meanwhile, Lululemon and Home Depot also told investors they had begun relying more heavily on air cargo to deliver goods on time. And one of the reasons why that is feasible is because the cost of shipping things, even by sea, has really, really gone up. And so it's made what is normally quite expensive air cargo options a little less steep by comparison. As supply chain snags continue into 2022, retailers may have to continue to find new ways to avoid major delays. And this article that I'm reading to you is from Business Insider. Douglas Kent, Executive Vice President of Strategy and Alliances at the Association for Supply Chain Management, told Insider that the shipping crisis will likely bolster the dominance of big box retailers. And this is something that we talked about before here on the Ship Report. So money talks, of course, and money buys access. So companies that are big and have a lot of money can afford to charter and even buy their own ships, as you see here, exclusively for their use, for their products. Amazon did that over the holidays to make sure that they would be able to honor their delivery agreements to Amazon Prime customers. But it cost them billions of dollars to do that. And not all companies have that kind of money to spend. Small businesses, for instance, that don't have that kind of financial horsepower will be working with the already backed up global supply chain to get their inventory. So you might want to put on your patience hat. If you go into a store and are looking for something that you want, you may have already encountered this and it's not there. Not every company has the ability to sidestep the supply chain. And so they just have to wait until their goods arrive. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.